We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. We started with the Red Sox. We'll continue the Red Sox throughout the entire show because it's a big seven-game series, ALCS, and we'll add the Patriots into the equation here. I got a problem in the White House today. Apparently, people are upset because Kanye West dropped an F-bomb in the Oval Office with Trump today. He dropped an F-bomb, and people are up in arms. You think that's the first F-bomb that's ever been dropped in the Oval Office?
The first what that's been dropped?
F-bomb.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
No.
Kanye West gets it.
It is crazy, though.
Oh, he's, Kanye West is taking a beating out there from the Democrats.
So, they're destroying I don't know if this is true or not. I want to believe it because... So there's obviously 100 cameras in there, video cameras, you know, people recording all this stuff. So he goes to his phone. His phone is locked. And there was a camera right behind him that was videotaping everything. And it actually showed him plugging in his password. You know, a bright, you know, forward thinker like Kanye West probably has some crazy metric that only he would know, right?
You know what it was? 8492 for some reason.
Yeah, something crazy. Look, 0000000. Six zeros. All zeros.
Well, it wasn't
be changing it now.
It wasn't one.
No, it wasn't one. You're right.
So what is the big deal that people are all upset? And
you ever ask that question?
What are they all upset? Kanye West, isn't he an independent thinker?
He is.
So don't
he
we
said
want
George Bush doesn't like black people?
So don't we think that right? So don't we think that that's the way society should be? That everybody should be an independent thinker?
Or I'm a creative genius, and there's no other way to word it.
Or are we just going to be part of the flock?
You got to be part of the flock.
And then we all think alike. We all sound alike.
Everyone has the right to their own opinion as long as it agrees with me.
Right. Yes.
That's what it is.
I've never seen anything like it before.
It's crazy.
The things that they are – listen, I'm not a huge Kanye West fan, but the things that they are saying about him is just remarkable. Like just how quickly they have dropped him, what they're labeling him as, how they're describing him. We're talking like – I don't even know if I can say – I'm not even going to try to because I'm not going to get myself in that sort of jam. But the things that they're saying about him, it's amazing that they can actually say it on cable TV.
It's Trump derangement syndrome. That's what it is. I mean, CNN last night, they're sitting there basically saying, this is Uncle Tom.
I wasn't sure if I could even say that.
I just did.
Don't even know that's... if I just in all sorts of different places with coffee mugs and your cars are being torched and vandalized. If they even remotely – think that you're supporting Trump.
Oh, he'll never be able to go into a restaurant.
No. What do you think Jay-Z's going to? You think he's going to be invited to Jay-Z and Beyonce's house?
No.
You think LeBron James, come on over, let's shoot some
hoops?
No, he's
done.
He's an outcast.
Do you think anyone's buying Yeezys or whatever the hell his shoes are called?
No.
You think Kim Kardashian is going to stay married to him? No! No.
There are other Kardashians, though.
Well, there's other rappers.
There's other rappers and basketball players out there
that she can marry.
I love Khloe.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
I'm just amazed that it's Trump derangement syndrome, and they're all over him.
Brilliant.
And he's a big businessman. He's done quite well, and I think he's probably looking at it. He likes the way the economy, and he said it, he likes the way the economy is going right now.
So I was actually a very good athlete.
And I guess everybody, I'm not sure that's true. Everybody expects him just to go along with the program.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going against the program, and they have a problem, even though we talk and preach to people that you should be an independent thinker.
Yes.
And yet they don't want independent thinkers, as you said, Lou.
Like
right.
me.
That's what they want.
Then I'm not unproud independent. Of it, so we, to be honest with you.
So we want everybody to be the same. We
correct.
Don't want anybody to have independence
no.
or think on their own.
No, we
want
don't.
Everybody to be like everybody else.
Yes.
Maggot. Okay. Maggot is
yes.
right.
And you know that.
Yeah.
Stupid. That's just the way it stupid. Is.
So it's all over CNN and all over news channels. Kanye West drops F-bomb in Oval Office with Trump.
That's the headline.
You don't think that's happened before? Come on.
I would say so.
A lot of things have been dropped in that Oval Office.
Nixon dropped F-bombs.
Really?
He threw the...
What did Clinton drop?
And he threw the MF-bomb, by the way. That's what Kanye threw
Thank
today.
You. Somebody finally got that.
Yeah. They're a little slow.
What do you mean? No, you're slow.
Yeah, I'm slow.
We're all slow.
Come on, give me something.
Nobody can compete with you and all this.
Andy says Roger in the car is a really good caller.
Roger.
All right.
He's an excellent caller.
Let's try Roger in the car.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how
are
you?
How are you, Roger?
I'm the awesomest caller. I did a little bit of homework. Christian Fourier is in that 71 player club, but he caught 13 touchdown passes.
Yep.
So I defer to Christian when it comes to football. He knows what he's talking about.
Sure does. Agree. Yep.
Listen to him all. Listen to him, Lou. Now, as far as baseball, David Price, Tuesday night, I think he's going to be okay. He's got to learn to pitch to contact. He can't be
Sunday night.
They're going out.
Sunday night.
He's pitched to a little bit too much contact in his career.
That's the problem. I thought the goal was not to let the guy hit the ball. Isn't that the goal? Like, aren't you supposed to try and trick him and strike him out?
Hey, yeah. Roger, can I ask you this? You have faith in him. How? I mean, you're a Red Sox fan, and I get that you want the team to win, and you're hoping and praying that they will win the game when Price goes out of the mound. But how do you feel confident about that? You're lying.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Those are your people for you.
Listen,
good job,
Andy,
Christian.
Andy is the one that said, hey, I think this is a good one.
I like
Andy
it.
Was wrong. Andy was wrong.
And I am not the doctor. Can you not? I'm not the doctor.
The doctor.
Lou is the doctor.
They're trying to make you feel better.
No, I'm good. Lou, it's Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou. That's
So if you're feeling blue, if you're having issues, you don't know what type of medication to use, you call Dr. Lou.
You want to talk launch angle?
He'll make you feel better about this. David Price or worse, okay? He'll launch angle.
Tipping pitches.
I mean, really, you just
pitch
got
batters. Nailed. What do you need?
Yes.
X's and O's. We'll do some wham block after this and some A gap.
I like launch angle. I think we haven't done enough launch angle.
Here's the thing. So the last guy in the car that just called up. So, yeah, he's got a pitch to contact. Like,
hasn't been his problem. No, I don't like he walked 8-9 hole hitter, but that's been his problem. Contact's been his problem.
Yeah, of course it is, because you don't want them to hit the ball. It's like saying, you know, more play action passing in football.
Yeah.
You know, no. The goal is to trick them, right? Slider away, you know, trick them. If the goal is not to trick them, there would never be a curveball.
I don't like play
there
action.
There would never be a slider. Did you hear what happened with John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens again?
What happened?
They tried another trick play.
They got screwed over.
They got their hand slapped.
Yep.
Did he know the rules? No more deceptive plays. They put the tight end in the guard position off the ball, and it was an overloaded front to the left side. And the right guard was there, and they brought another tight end as the tackle, and they took the tight end who was lined up as the guard off the ball and had him run a drag route and threw him the ball. And the refs were like, they sent it in and they slapped his hand and said, listen, don't do that anymore.
Illegal
formation.
So the
same guy that was pissed off at Bill is doing it repeatedly.
Trying to.
He's got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out.
But he's not doing it right.
No, he's having success with it. But now the issue is that the play worked. The issue is that the NFL is saying you can't do that anymore.
It's illegal now.
You can't do it.
It is interesting, though.
Which is the weirdest thing. Listen. We're not allowed to trick the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't do that. Well, you just got to play it even, right?
I would say that's dumb. I would say if he wants to do it and it's legal, then do it.
It's interesting, though, that Harbaugh was the biggest critic of Belichick for trying to, you know, sneak these fancy plays. And now suddenly he's a guy that's using him on a regular basis, right?
Right.
Just using him on a regular basis, thinks, you know, he may not get them right. Here's John in Weymouth. Hello, John.
Did that guy just say Price has to learn to pitch to contact?
He did.
He did.
Okay, buddy, put the crack pipe down. A little too early. I mean, seriously, I would feel better if they told me way back Wasner was pitching game two. I mean,
way back.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I mean, do you forget Price? Do you guys see any scenario that they beat Houston?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, the bottom part of the lineup's not hitting.
It
is hitting. That's not true.
You sure about that?
It's not true.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't know. I just think Houston's offense is better.
All right, here's the Brock star.
I don't.
Yeah, I think Houston's starting rotation is better.
Yes.
And I think maybe their bullpen might be better. But no, I think the offense, I think the Red Sox have a slight advantage.
First off, you're going righty-righty, you know, lefty-righty for the most part for Houston. So you're going to see a lot of probably of Brock Holt and Rafael Devers. We'll see what's going on with Nunez. Vasquez is probably not catching game one, but he'll catch after that. He's much better offensively. So I think you think the bottom third of the lineup or the bottom half of your lineup struggled in New York?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't at all, as a matter of fact.
Overall sample, you know what I mean? You know, the first couple of games they weren't getting.
You picked the first two. I'll pick the second two. Because I think you're going to see that lineup more, game three lineup more often.
Good point.
Yeah.
I cannot understand the logic behind putting Price in there. I mean, maybe game five?
Five?
Maybe. Game four. Game four.
Game four,
because game five is going to, you're going back to your ace. You're going back to the top.
Up 3-0. Okay, would you want Price going in game four? Because now here comes the momentum.
Yes. I'm up 3-0?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Take a shot with him. Yeah,
that's the one game I would feel comfortable with him out there. Yes.
Maybe out of the bullpen if they were up by 10.
He's got to start. He's going to start.
Yeah, he's going to start one of these games.
You want him to start game eight.
I don't want him starting two games.
Ain't going to happen. He's going to start.
And he won't be starting in game eight. We know that. Larry's in Duxbury. Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys. First of all, that was great news out of the White House, because if I have to hear the media all getting worked up about a bomb being dropped, I don't mind that one.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. And as far as the other night, Kelly warming up, my sense was that was for the 10th inning if it was a tie. And I think Kimbrel, we forget that they're human too. Maybe there was a bit of choke 101, clinching game, Yankee Stadium and all that, because he's never really looked that bad.
And we all know that the importance of Joe Kelly.
And I think that'll be okay. And as far as Price goes, they just need to pitch him on the road, because whatever they're going to do with this crazy guy, don't do it at Fenway, because they'll just get roasted, and it's that simple. Pitch him on the road.
Well, he's purposely pitching him at home, because he feels that he has a better chance of success at Fenway than he does at Minute Maid. He said that yesterday.
Yeah, but the problem with that is look how the crowd, how quickly they turn. And
oh, I agree.
About his trail.
I agree.
You know, give him a chance on the road instead. Great show, guys. Thank you.
That's what scares me the most. If he struggles right out of the gate, let's say in the first inning, he's struggling. He walks a couple guys. Guy gets a base hit. One run scores. What do you think the crowd noise is going to be? Murmurs. They'll give him a standing ovation probably when he goes out to the mound,
they did
in the last series.
Game two, they'll do it again.
We love you. We want you to win. But once he starts to show that he's falling apart, you're not getting those cheers anymore, Lou. You're getting the murmurs in the crowd. You're getting the boos. And how does he react to that?
Astro,
comfort dog. Right,
you know, those first couple innings are huge for everybody. First inning, every inning, given his history, is huge. You need zero in the first inning, right? That's the meat of that order. You got to go zero in the first. So, I don't know what they're going to do. They faced all righties. They had a similar lineup in every game. You know, for the most part, who's going to be out there for the Astros. That first inning is when you're going to get Springer, you're going to get Altuve, you're going to get these guys, Bregman, right out of the gate. And then Correa might be dropped down, who knows, but you're going to get these guys. Gurriel, you need a zero in that first.
Can I also mention that even though he's gotten run support in some of these games, postseason games, early on in games, and it hasn't mattered. He got a run the other night, didn't he? Wasn't he up 1-0 the other night?
Who's that?
Price.
No. 1-0 in the first.
Yeah.
Red Sox did not score. And then they put up they came out. They put up a two spot and they took him out of the game in the second.
Right.
So you can say you need run support, but unfortunately.
He's had run support in the past.
Unfortunately, they got to hit first.
Right.
Okay, because that's how it works in baseball. Yeah. The way team hits first.
I changed the
you
rule.
You can't give him you can't give run support before he goes out there in the first inning and gives it up.
I would try to change
Can you
that.
Just pick teams and just throw everybody out there and then just, you know, do old school and just pick teams? That's what they
should flip
really
a coin. You want to defer?
Yeah.
Would you like to hit first?
Just something. You know what? They are losing. Baseball is dying. They are losing.
I think it's dead.
Baseball's dead. They're trying to spice it up.
By the way, that's lame, too, when people do that. I mean, baseball certainly has issues with younger demographics. But to say it's dying when you're looking at the numbers that it's attracting, and every time somebody does this, and Christine Brennan did it today, and they try to break down television numbers and they compare them to 10, 15, 20 years ago when you had fewer channels, when every channel had a much larger audience. It's unfair.
Well,
it's a bad comparison.
I would say that regular season baseball
can get real tedious.
It's just,
but it's a local market.
It's regional.
But still, it can just get, there's just too many games and they're all long, and I would do something. Postseason baseball is a lot of fun. No, I don't. I used to hate baseball. I hate hockey now. So postseason baseball is a lot of fun, okay? But regular season baseball, figure out a way just to speed that process up. And then slow it down in the postseason where the games really matter.
The nature of the game is so different. If the World Series was one game on a Sunday night, you would have a huge audience.
Yep, sure.
It's not.
Yep.
It's still seven, you know? And so it's just a different regionalized.
Regular season basketball is
boring. But it's never going to compare to football. Just a random game on a Monday or Thursday. It's not. It's one game. People are going to watch it. But the ratings aren't dying. You know, the younger demographic's going up.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, who do you have more confidence in? Sunday night, Patriots or David Price? We'll get to it. 617-779-7937.
Who would you rather have the rest of the season?
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the most electric quarterback I've seen since Brett Favre. Tom Brady's better than Brett Favre ever was.
You'd rather have Patrick Mahomes than Tom
Brady. Patrick Mahomes
Brady.
Is, you know, with fresh wheels, a fresh arm, a more imaginative play caller, and better offensive weapons, I'd rather have him. Now, if you were to ask me who I'd rather have in the postseason, playoffs.
No, give it. Don't modify
that's a different
it.
Story.
Don't modify. We asked you a direct question. You gave us the
Hold
answer.
Up.
Don't go in another
Hold
direction.
Don't
go in another direction.
You don't make the rules
here.
Yes, I need to.
I promise you I need to. There is a debate.
I thought we made a show decision that Max Kellerman
Cliff.
Was not going to be played on the program ever
I must
again.
Have not been here for that.
No, we were not playing Cliff. Right. Cliff, we don't want to hear from Cliff anymore.
I mean, this is more asinine than previous statements he's made. So he's sitting there because he's more electric. Okay, I'll give you that. He's the most electric
guy.
He's
young.
He's young. He's electric. I'll give you that. But you'd rather have Mahomes over Brady for this year, and then suddenly he brings up but not in the postseason. Well, this year includes the postseason. Can't sit there and say, oh, for the regular season, I'd rather have Mahomes because he's more entertaining than Brady. When it comes to winning, then I want Brady back there because Brady's a winner. Stop it.
Yeah, it's like
foolish.
You pretty much know what you're going to get with Brady. See, people are looking at Mahomes. They're going, oh, wow, this guy, man, so exciting. You never know what you're going to get. Man, he just every other play, it could be this, you know, a Sports Center highlight play. I mean, it's fun to watch, and he's so young, and this is the way the game's trending. You know, this is the way the game's going to look. These old players, they don't belong here. We need the young guys, you know, that like to throw it every single down.
Didn't we say that at that time? When Michael Vick came on the scene, we said, this is the future of the quarterback in the National
Finding
Football
Finding a quarterback
League.
That can run at 4-3.
Until we found out that if you run that much, you're going to get killed out there.
It's a dumb statement, though, because when you talk about this year, don't you think both teams are going to the postseason?
Yes.
Okay, so you start with that. I think they're both going to the postseason. So how can you say Mahomes? When then you turn around and say, but in the postseason, where they're both going, you would think, I would rather have Brady. That makes no sense. Now, if he said moving forward, you know, for fine.
That's
a
no-brainer.
Who do I want for the next five years?
I want Mahomes.
And I'm sure someone could have an argument like, no, I still take Brady because the next two or three, whatever, I get. But moving forward, you know, this isn't, you know, Pat Mahomes, we always talk about Aaron Rodgers, like moving forward, who'd you have? Aaron Rodgers is what, 36 now?
Yes.
It's not like he's 26 anymore, correct? Like, so
for the next
5 years, if he wants to say, I'd rather have Mahomes, I could say, oh, okay, I get it, because you don't know if Brady's even going to be here.
But that's not what he's saying.
That's not what
because
he's
you're
saying.
Right.
He's talking
if
about this year.
If you're starting a franchise now, you'd rather have Mahomes over Brady because of the age differential. But this is asinine that you would take the Mahomes. Now, I'll ask you guys the question. Who do you have more faith in Sunday night? The Kansas City Chiefs may be the best team in football right now. They're unbeaten. Do you have more confidence in the Patriots winning that game Sunday night or David Price going out and winning that game Sunday night?
Let's do a poll question.
I think
if we did, it'd be smuck teams. I don't know how you wouldn't be able to trust the Patriots more than David Price.
I don't know
if there's anyone in the city that does.
I got the Pats winning this game.
I do too.
I do. And when I think about it, both defenses suck, right? I mean, they're both, but Kansas City actually has more issues than the Patriots do. The Patriots, at least they're healthy for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is gone.
Well, let's wait and see what the Michelle situation is.
That would worry me a little bit. I'd still be okay with it. Yeah. I think anyone can run on that team.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think
Sermon, yeah, but they only have two running backs.
Joe Webb.
Joe Webb can run on this team. He can have like you know, one of the who was the guy that ran for like 200.
Is that his first name, Joe?
Ralph Webb. Who was the guy that ran all over the Indianapolis Colts?
Jonas Gray.
He can have like a Jonas Gray type moment. Ralph Webb can.
You're right.
Against this defense, and it's not even close. So let's not even think that it's going to be like a challenge. The issue is, I guess the fun part is going to be, you know, you start looking at each offense, right? You say, okay, wow, you look at the speed and how deep they are on offense with the Chiefs. I mean, they're deep. They have so many skill position players. And then you start looking at the Patriots. I would say at this point in time, they're just as dangerous as far as skill position
with Edelman back.
The Chiefs. Yes, with Edelman back.
Well, that's Mahomes' biggest problem, I think, is that he's going to have no margin for error because he may be electric, he may do his thing and give Kansas City 7, but once they turn the ball over, Patriots are going to get 7 right back. So it's going to be touchdown, 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 touchdown. He's going to have no margin for error. He's got to be really good in this game.
I think most people will take, you know, the Chiefs. They'll take the 3.5 points.
They are right now.
Yeah, they are. And I think, I mean, take away locally here, but I think the smarter play would be the Patriots at home. Actually, I just think it might be the over.
Right.
Depending on the weather, it's going to be a little chilly, but still, these two teams are going to score points.
And we know the record that Belichick has with first-time quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, especially when they come into Gillette Stadium. The track record is really bad. So like the Patriots.
The problem is a lot of those quarterbacks are really bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? That have come in.
Did you get the names of them yet? Did you work on the research? You were going to work on the research
of
the names of the quarterback.
Jameis Winston won. No, I don't do my own research. I have people for that.
Google it.
Don't clap anymore.
Why?
Hands up.
No, my bad.
It's causing anxiety. Yeah. People are driving around. I want to apologize for clapping.
I want to apologize
to everybody.
Oh my God. You invaded my space with that clap.
Your boy Cliff. Also said this about, you know, why he likes the Chiefs.
You know, with fresh wheels, a fresh arm, a more imaginative play caller, and better offense.
Okay, so a more imaginative play caller. Yeah. So he's talking about Andy Reid.
Does he understand that Andy Reid is an imaginative play caller, but at the two-minute drill at the end of the first half,
when
you got the ball
too.
Or the other guy,
he does things we've never seen before.
He has problems.
The imagination song.
He has issues when it comes to clock management. Does he understand that?
I would say, though, as far as like coaches that have gone head-to-head with or against Bill, I would say he's – I don't even know the numbers, but, you know, it seems like he's got to be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, last year was one. I can't remember what – Philly, obviously, the Super Bowl, you don't have that one. But I don't know. I wonder what the head-to-head matchup is against those two. Because he doesn't seem like he's a guy that –
Why don't you have one of your minions work?
No, come on, that's different.
Come on,
you're
that's not.
Again.
Hold on, it's that. Technically, I'm right. Geez. Okay, that is more of a command. That's not me applauding you for doing
command.
Everybody.
When you want your dog to come
it's
in
just
from
a loud noise.
Mock like a noise.
I believe Reed is 2-5 against Belichick.
2-5. That's not so good.
Okay,
actually, it's not that bad.
Here's the other one.
Who's
Todd Bowles?
But here's the other one, the difference of last year. Kansas City does this. They get off to good starts. They've got a lot of that motion stuff. They confuse you. I remember.
It's called imaginative play calling.
Exactly. I remember Trey Flowers saying this to us last year, that after that first game, he was confused. There was all sorts of movement, and they got messed up in
week one.
Right.
Week one. Now you got some time.
Now you got some time. Now you've got enough of them on film. You've seen virtually everything that they do. I don't know. Maybe there are a couple more wrinkles they can add to it. You got a better, much better idea of how you're going to approach stopping them. Teddy said yesterday. He brought up Kelce, right? He said he would put. That's what he would do.
The one guy you try pick.
To because that's what Belichick does. He tries to take the best thing you do and take it away from you. Unfortunately for Kansas City, they do a lot of things well. Teddy said yesterday, Kelce is the guy that you take away.
Yeah. No. This is one of those games where the Patriots end up showing you that they're just kind of still the standard.
Yeah.
Like, not that Mahomes is not going to be a stud and maybe be Brady-esque one day as far as the amount of wins.
That kind of statement win?
No, well, I think for the Patriots, I think the biggest issue is, like, their offense has been stuck in second gear, in
my opinion.
Yeah,
but when you say, like, if I come out of this game, now this would be an eye-opening game, like you said. But, you know, to have that type of game to show that you are the standard, you got to be like 34-20. You got to beat him.
No, but I,
you beat
I think
him 38-35, 35-31, something like that. You can, I mean, no, it's a big
still,
win.
It's still offense versus offense. I think the defense are just, you know, role players.
That's what I'm saying. In order for real people, I think, to buy all in, is you see this defense somehow slow this team down and go, there
Lou,
it is.
Lou, I think this is like Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. This is one of those where Brady could get himself close to, if not 500 yards.
I agree. That's why I put the over-under.
And the other team's going to do the same thing to you.
The over-under of going for it on fourth down at 2.5.
Yeah, and if the Super Bowl showed you anything, is that...
For both teams.
I mean, if you were just halfway competent, you could move the ball on this defense, because this defense is worse this year than it was last year.
Yes.
So you will be able to move the football. I mean, overall, they're not getting any new faces, and those guys that are on the team aren't going to get any better. So what? It's like, I mean, you saw what, I don't know if you saw this or not, but.
You wonder if they can put a pass rush on the guys. That's all. That's been so inconsistent. You've seen it at times, winning those battles one-on-one. Flowers is back. Does it make that big of a difference? Can they put pressure on them? Or is their job just to keep them in the pocket?
Keep them in the pocket,
I think.
I think it's one of those things where they rush three guys.
I think they just sit there and
they just play zone like they used to do with Aaron Rodgers. They remember when they played Green Bay? I don't know what year it was.
Peyton Manning.
Or even those guys. Yeah, they just sit there and rush three guys and say, you know what? I don't care if it takes you 7 seconds to throw the football. We're just not going to let you. We can't afford to have all these receivers in these big open spaces with all the speed. They can't afford to do it. Every now and then, like Jacksonville blitzed them a bunch. And there was some issues with communication with their offensive line and their backs. I could see them sprinkling that in every now and then. But ultimately, it's just risky. It's so risky because they have so much speed. A quick little hitch can turn into a big touchdown so quickly.
Well, don't
and
you...
I think they'd rather do what they did last year.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bend. Okay, now we're going to play you in the red zone, in the goal line, inside the 10, where the spaces are smaller. Your throws have to be more precise. You don't have as much time because your internal clock is just telling you got to hurry up. And it's easier for the defense at that point in time, especially with a team that gets so much real estate, gets so much production out of big plays, motions, and getting teams going and blocking downfield. And, you know, that is who they are. That them playing in the red zone, inside the 10, is a lot tougher for
them. Yeah, you got to stay into your game with all that motion stuff. But wouldn't you say the most important thing is keep him in the pocket? I like your idea, rushing three.
Yeah.
Keep him in the pocket. He doesn't run to run. He runs to pass.
Yep.
And he's great at it. He's great at throwing the ball, and he can throw a deep ball on the run. I think that's the way you handle it on the other side of the ball. When you're looking at their defense right now, their secondary is god-awful. It is terrible. Scandrick, I mean, it is awful. And the one thing that I would say where they can put some pressure on you, on the quarterback, is Justin Houston. It doesn't look like he's going to play.
Now, Dee Ford's actually a better pass rusher than Justin Houston. But Houston has a hamstring, so he's gone. They have issues at safety. You mentioned Scandrick. They're dog doo-doo. When Blake Bortles is constantly throwing the football down the field with his receivers, which is an obvious passing situation, what do you think Brady's going to do? And I would say at this point in time, if people are just watching the Josh Gordon, if he's going to have a breakout game, this could be it. This could be the one where he gets five catches.
Yeah, just throw it up to him.
55 yards.
Yeah, you could.
And you don't even need to throw it up to him. He's going to run something more than just a slant route. They've had a ton of time to prep. He's already played
10 days
two games.
This time.
They're having walkthroughs right now, so it's all mental stuff. So all the conversion routes, all the sit routes, all the don't run into the to coverage routes, he's going to get some of those.
All right, so we're all in agreement. We have more confidence in the Patriots Sunday
night. Well, the poll's up here.
Than we do on David
Pats.
Price. It's Pats. There's no question.
Absolutely.
And it all comes down
25% of thinking.
Lock all those puppies up.
It all comes down to history. You've seen the Patriots do this before. You've seen teams come into Foxborough unbeaten. You've seen teams come in here where everybody in the country is talking about how great they are, and then the Patriots put them back in their place. We've never seen David Price go out there and excel in a postseason game. We have never, ever seen it. If it happens on Sunday night, it will be the first time we've ever seen it.
You wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots went out there and win, because they've done it before in big moments.
All right, we're going to get to you next. 617-779-7937.
I'm trying to make it my own, trying to make my own kind of schedule and plan in order to have a lot of success this season going forward. I mean, as a quarterback, you like to throw touchdowns. I mean, I just like to stretch the field and throw it deep a lot. The thing that I have to learn, and I'm learning as this preseason went on, and hopefully I can minimize the mistakes as this season goes on, is you have to kind of pick and choose when to throw that deep ball. And I learned, I think, the Falcons game, and I threw the interception when I was trying to force it deep, but then you kind of come back later on in the game and you throw a deep pass to Tyreek and score a touchdown. So just picking and choosing when to utilize the underneath stuff and when to utilize the deep ball.
That's Patrick Mahomes. Don't call him Pat. He doesn't call himself Pat. That's his dad, Patrick Mahomes. Looking to extend his winning streak Sunday night at Gillette Stadium.
I really feel like if you listen to him,
yeah,
he sounds like a certain Muppet.
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest star, Miss Candace Bergen.
Woo! I would agree.
He sounds like Kermit
the
Frog.
A little bit, yeah.
It kind of looks like Kermit the Frog.
Now I'm trying to make it my own, trying to make my own kind of schedule and plan in order to have a lot of success this season going.
I would agree.
I don't know.
Hello
if
there. Kermit the Frog here.
I don't think he looks like Kermit the Frog. He may sound like Kermit the Frog.
Wait, let me hear it again. Give me Kermit again.
Hello there. Kermit the Frog here. Hi there. Once again, it is me, the world's smartest frog, to talk to you about another groovy word. Greetings, frog lovers.
Yes.
Now give me Patrick Mahomes.
Now I'm trying to make it my own, trying to make my own kind of schedule and plan in order to have a lot of success this season.
He sounds
forward.
It. He doesn't look
like
it, but
he's wrong. I know
he's
played against
unique voice, right? I mean, so he's unique.
Now let's hear it.
Yeah, I know. I'm good. Maybe he'll come out someday at the end of the year, but not right now. I'm froggish. Yeah.
So that was Andy Reid.
Yeah, Andy Reid knows. Here.
I can see he does. Can you talk about the Patriots and their linebacker? I cannot do it to save my life.
All right, so
now
I'm
trying to make it my own, trying to make my own kind of schedule and plan in order to have a lot of success.
Yeah.
It is kind of high-pitched voice.
I wonder if it's...
All right. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls we go. Here's Pete in Essex. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Let me ask you a question. What is your expectation for David Price's playoff start?
His best case scenario for his playoff start?
Not good. I don't know why they would be.
Right? Not good. I have no confidence in him whatsoever. Maybe he pitches the game of his life, but going into this, I don't know how anybody can have confidence that he's going to go into that game and excel. I don't see it.
Exactly. So where's the pressure come from? If we all
internal.
Think he's going to lay another egg, who's giving him pressure?
Himself.
The pressure is on Sale to win so that we're not down 0-1 when Price gets the ball.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I don't think Sale's ever had a pressure problem. Has he?
No.
Have we ever seen that?
That's where the pressure, Glenn, comes from the expectation of you think is going to happen. We've seen this guy bomb 11 times in the playoffs.
10.
We expect him to lose. So what pressure do you have, David?
Pete, do you understand that the pressure is himself?
That's
knowing
not us.
Knowing what he has done in the past, knowing what his career has been, the level of pitcher he's been his whole career, and yet he's trying to get over the hump here, and he's having a tough time doing it. It's all on him.
Right. But Lou, where does that come? Like, he needs
just
to get
internal. Over. It's him. It's on him.
I have to tell you.
Pete, it's on him.
Nobody thinks you're going to win.
But, Pete, wait a minute. Hold on, Pete. Whoa, wait. It's on him. Because when he started, nobody was sitting there saying, oh, my God, he's going to lose, okay? And he kept on losing. He can't deal with the moment. It's not the outside world that's screwing it up for him. It's his own world. He's screwing it up himself. Here's Jeremy up
pressure
in Maine.
Is a privilege.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Oh, you got a question for – hold on. You got a question for Dr. Lou?
Oh.
Hold
yeah,
on.
Do
hold
you?
On.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Wait.
All right, Lou.
Yes.
Dr. Lou, the doctor will see you now.
What can I do for you, Jeremy?
Should I put my clothes back on, doctor?
Take a seat right here.
Yeah, put your clothes back on. All right. The opening goes in the back, not in the front.
All right, so, Lou, you've been in the locker room, you've been in the clubhouse. The only answer that I can come up with why Cora would pitch Price in game two, and you tell me if this is plausible. So Price is a respected clubhouse guy.
Yeah.
Everybody says his teammates like him, whatnot, what have you. Is it possible that he's pitching him in game two against all odds, I mean, we've had plenty of proof of his success, that he is not afraid, but doesn't want to lose the locker room. Could Price be a big enough cancer that if he didn't start game two, that he might cause problems?
No, I don't think that's it. This is really hard for everyone to believe that Alex Cora is pitching him because he thinks he's good and that he's going to win game two. Honestly, that is the answer. It's not because he's afraid not to start. He's going to lose the clubhouse. He's going to do that. No, he's pitching him because he thinks he's good and he'll make an adjustment and he'll throw the ball well on Sunday. Now, we have seen it, you know, or go back and we'll talk about the history. They don't look at history. He's starting him because he thinks he's going to win.
Yeah.
But isn't the definition of insanity, you know, same thing, same results?
Well, he's only started him once in a playoff.
He hasn't seen
him. Alex has only played him one game.
Loose point is.
He does have a track record.
Okay, but not with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're having a hard time trying to understand. Not with him. He struggled early in the year. He talked to him about adjustments. He made adjustments, and he was lights out. He's the best pitcher in baseball in, like, July and August. So he's like, I've talked to him about adjustments. He made adjustments. So I'm talking to him again about adjustments. And you know what? He's going to do it again like he's done all year, like he showed me all year. It's not that scenario with Alex.
No.
He believes in him.
I've heard this theory thrown out there today that it's a good clubhouse thing, and he's doing it because the players all like David Price, so he's including him. Come on. That makes zero sense. So you're going to go out there and throw a guy that you don't think can win just so you can bring the clubhouse together? I don't think Alex Cora has a problem right now in that clubhouse with those players. I think that's the last thing he's worried about. Let's go to Andrew in Haverhill.
Oh, Andrew. Andrew has a question for
Dr. Lou.
Another one.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
I questioned the taking out Brock Holt after hitting for the cycle and putting in Kinsler.
Yeah.
And after that game four, I'm done questioning Alex Cora. Everything that guy does turns to gold. So I'm done questioning any of those lineup decisions. But my question for you is that obviously that Kinsler came in because of the left-right, the Sabathia against Holt. Mm-hmm. But how much should that left-right matchup matter
for
the playoffs? With a guy like Holt, who was absolutely on fire. If you have a guy who's on fire, how much does that left-right matchup matter?
So much goes into it. It's more than that. Some lefties have reverse splits. We can get into the whole thing. No, it's just more. It goes into more than that.
We'll see you now.
Christian, you want to get into it?
No, I don't, actually. I'm sitting there going, like, football questions are just the best. Hey, do you think this big dude can run over this other big dude? I'm like, yeah, he's going to run his butt over. Hey, Lou, you know, with the wind going in the direction that it is, first, all the ballparks are different. And based on Minute Maid Park and the porch, the short porch, you know, or some people call it a bandbox.
Indoors, no wind.
Oh, lefty, righty, you know, whatever. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's different.
Popsicle headache.
It's different.
Hey, Lou, Furio.
Yeah. No, it's different. It's different. Listen, every lefty's different. Every righty's different. You know, it's just the way it is. Some righties are tougher on lefties. Some lefties are tougher on lefties, righties, whatever it is. So it's no more of that old crap. It's just strength of the pitcher, strength of the hitter. That's what they do.
He just came up with one theory, though, that you can use if you want to try to figure out why David Price is pitching on Sunday night. It's because Alex Cora, every movie is made, he's been right. So it's in Alex we trust. If you want to go there.
Let Brock Holt pitch then.
If you want to go there, you can go there because that's the one theory that I think maybe some people might be able to accept. The rest of them make zero sense. Here's Derek in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I'm a diehard Patriots fan like you guys, and I'm not so sure about Sunday's game. I'm like 50-50, mainly because Andy Reid has beat Belichick two games in a row, and that included with a quarterback like Alex Smith. And the On to Cincinnati game was one of them with Jamal Charles, and I think Kareem Hunt's going to do the same thing to us.
Yeah, I was feeling the same way. I thought it was like a toss-up game as far as just flip a coin.
You don't think it's a toss-up game?
I don't think.
I think it's a close game.
No, I think. Last night I was like, I'm not sure. But this morning I was like, no, the Patriots are going to win. It's close. I think we all believe it's going to be close. I don't think anyone's blowing the other guy out.
Each team has
the ability to come back in a hurry.
Yeah. Derek, I think it's a lot easier when you're playing them in week 5 or week 6 than you are in week 1. They had no idea who Hunt was last year. Matter of fact, he fumbled the first time he carried the ball. And then they were totally confused defensively in what those guys were doing.
Yeah, but what's the Patriots track record, especially with the defense they got now with you know, running backs that can run and catch the ball well. Not very good.
Their track record is pretty good when they catch a team after the first few weeks of the season, even a really good team. The track record is pretty good. And it's pretty good against this guy, against Andy Reid. Now, Mahomes is the, you know, he's the guy you don't know. How does he react? He came crashing down to earth, but he was a little bit more normal the last couple weeks than he was for the first 3 weeks.
The problem is you're dealing with the Patriots, okay? And there's a trust factor, unlike the other thing that's happening down the Yawkey way. There's a trust factor
right. When
the Patriots play. And I think your initial reaction is, to me, they got no shot. And because of that, they win. Like, it's just the way it goes with this team. You want to give up on them? You want to quit on them? Should they win this game? No. That's why I think a lot of people nationally will take the 3.5 points, and Vegas is going to build another building because they should probably not win this game.
Right.
But something will happen in that stadium, and this team will be challenged, and Tom Brady will step up, and he'll go absolutely crazy. The offensive weapons are coming into place, and this just might be the first week of it.
The Chiefs' defense sucks. You know, you look at the Patriots, and I don't think anybody's thrilled with what they've seen with the Patriots' defense. Kansas City's defense is worse, by the way.
Probably better than the Colts.
You owe an apology to the audience right
who?
Now.
Who?
Lou does.
Me? Lou?
What?
Dr. Lou?
Yeah.
For what?
Dr. Lou, Dr. Lou. It was an apology called it Yawkey Way. We don't call it Yawkey Way.
You insulted some people.
You're politically correct. We call it Jersey Street right. Now, Lou.
You don't.
You insulted a lot
I
of people.
PC yep. Tough guy.
Yeah,
Lou
you know,
Merlone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.